Hey guys, what's up? Hopefully the audio quality on this ramble is better because I'm in my truck. I don't know why, but I realized yesterday when I was posting all my rambles that the audio quality from the one inside my house was like pretty shit compared to the ones that have me driving. Anyways, I'm just gonna put it in place. But yeah, so I'm leaving a pet store, one of the chain ones. I drove out to a new one. I wanted to see it also because I don't know why, but I literally went to two yesterday, and one had literally, so I haven't gotten minnows from my channel before, right? And it's one of the other recommended feeder fish aside from guppies, because the one pet store that I go to for guppies is it's okay, but then I realized today that like they're actually more expensive for guppies than they are minnows. Anyways, they don't sell minnows or ghost shrimp or anything. They just sell feeder guppies and other fish. And goldfish are actually, I think, so not recommended for turtles at all because they're super fatty, apparently. Which is fine. You know, I want to provide the best care or whatever for my turtle. So I drove to one. They didn't have either. And so then I drove to another and they had minnows and I got 20 there, but I only got two males because I don't know why. They just had a bunch of females. And, fine. But then I was, like, looking into it because the guy who I get my guppies from, he's super nice. Sorry. I realize I probably should have stopped and, like, stayed, but whatever. Was super nice. And, oh, they have a potbelly here? That's what I want for lunch. Heck yes. That's what I'm getting for lunch. I'm hungry, and I was like, I'm just not gonna eat lunch today, I guess. Are they even open? There's like a guy cleaning outside right by it, and I don't know if they're open or not, because they're not open. Well, I can't get it. We'll drive around the front first and see if they're open or not. If they are, I'm gonna be so excited because I love Potbelly. They are so good. Their flatbread is amazing. I'm just saying. Sorry, distracted by food, you know, what else is new? Let's see if they're open. Oh, honey, you're gonna let the walk out in front of your hand on your kitchen. Yeah, they're open. Okay. So I'm just gonna ignore that guy. It's like, I don't know why I feel so hot today. Not like that. I mean, like, physically hot. Like, wow, that doesn't sound any better. Alright, Super B, what you doing, honey? Dodge feels like it too. Pop up in front of me. So good. plates and stuff. I'm just waiting on the stars in front of me. I think I might know. I might know him? I don't know. Or, like, know who he knows. If that makes sense. Like, if it's a family name. So, sorry if y'all can hear me. Sorry for being quiet. I just didn't want to be, like, super awkward and talk at the thing because, like, obviously all the windows are open and I don't have automatic windows in my truck, so I'm not about to, like, roll up and down the window like other people do. You know, other people have the luxury of doing, I guess. Let me put it that way. So, yeah. Oh, it looks like there's duckweed in that river. Sorry. Duckweed is, like, really recommended, but I can't find it anywhere, and I'd have to, like, order it online. I don't know. I don't know how much I really agree with ordering. Not agree with, but, like, how well ordering plants online would go. I just, you know, kind of concerned. I think I can continue on this road. Yeah, once again, unfamiliar driving. Yay. But it's okay. I think I got it figured out for the most part. What was I going to say? What was it? One was flying. I don't know. Forgot. Oh, I feel like I'm sneezing. I hate sneezing. Okay, it's passing. Right? I don't know. I might still end up sneezing. It's like I'm making one of those really weird faces because it's in my nose. Like, yeah. Anyways, what was I talking about before I got distracted by lunch? Turtle. I know I was talking about the fish thing. Oh, so the guy who I get the guppies from was like, oh, you should breed your guppies because you're, you know, coming in here so often and buying them. I was looking into it, and that just seems like a lot more work, like, that guppies require. Plus, I don't know how to, like, tell the gender on them as easy and everything, whereas, like, with minnows, I was looking it up since I bought minnows yesterday. The males are silver, and the females are red, so it's super easy, and I got more males today, which is good, because Megatron ate both males yesterday, but, like I said, I only got two. One of them, he only ate half of it, and so its guts were hanging out, and I thought it was another tapeworm. I was, like, freaking out. And I, like, sent a picture to my friend, and I was like, what does this look like to you? Because I was on my way to work, and he's like, well, pull it. If it's a tapeworm, it's going to come out. If it's not, it's going to be attached to the body. And it was fish guts. So, yeah. Also, Megatron started doing this thing. I don't remember if I talked about it yesterday, because I know I rambled about him yesterday. Where if he doesn't like what I'm holding with the tweezers, or no, he actually got to where he was refusing to eat from the tweezers. He only wanted to eat from my hands, which, I mean, is something I'm kind of happy with. You know, I mean, he'll eat he'll hunt the fish. And okay, so that's kind of why I started recording. Was this? Oh, nice of you to now turn on your blinker. This lady at the this pet store. So first of all, they don't have any ghost shrimp out, but they look relatively new. So. I can be a little bit understandable to that. You know, they're not getting all their stock out. And she said, yes, we have them. And I was like, well, how much are they? And they're 40 cents. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I am only going to want three. I only want three. So, he'll eat them because Megatron is, like, really picky. Right now there's still, like, 7 or 8 guppies alive. I just think he hasn't eaten them because he hasn't been able to catch them. Whereas the minnows are right now, you know, in abundance, they're bigger, they're easier for him to catch. And so I need to turn the AC up. I don't know. I hope that doesn't, like, interfere with the recording, but it's oh, maybe because my freaking vent wasn't blowing on me. Wait, who moved my vent? I don't know who's been in the truck. I haven't moved the vent. I don't usually touch them. It's still warm, but whatever. Anyways, so yeah, I was like, like, I don't want to get that many for him because I don't want to, they're 40 cents each, like, that's kind of expensive, you know, the minnows are only 14 cents each, so, it's not as much, which is fine, which is why I was going to get, and she was like, you're going to get at least this many of the minnows, right, and I was like, yes, I'm gonna, I already asked you, I already asked for 20, like, I already told you the number I wanted, she's like, okay, and then, when she, then she was asking, well, what kind of turtle do you have? And I was like, oh, I have a, you know, CST, a common snapping turtle. And she's like, where'd you get him? And I told her, you know, how I got him. And, she was like, and, you know, I also told her that, I, and now this is kind of a lie, I guess. Like, I didn't actually, but, I did not, when I picked him up, let's put it this way, when I picked him up, I did not see any other siblings, any signs of eggs, any, you know, by that ditch. Even I still drive that road daily, obviously that road is by my house. I to this day still have not seen any more of his siblings. I've not even seen dead ones run over the road, or anything like that. And she was like, I think that that's technically illegal. Or what was she saying, that like the game warden could write you a ticket for picking him up that way? And I said, I've already taken him to the vet. The vet is, you know, this person and this, I can't say that word, Herb Society, you know, I'm like, I already have his support and approval for raising him. He already knows where he came from. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. I didn't say that to her, but I was just getting kind of annoyed, and she was like, okay, well, because the game warden can write you tickets, and blah, 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 and she just got kind of snotty with me, and, I'm just saying, like, one, I didn't ask for your opinion, like, two, I'm so tired of these people being misinformed, I guess, since, you know, now I've done all the research, I've talked to the veterinarian, like, I am so tired of these people being misinformed on this crap, it's so annoying. And then, I don't know why, but she proceeded to make it, like, a really grim subject. And she was like, oh, I'm driving too fast since I'm getting worked up. But, she was like, yeah, you know, often you just see the adults crossing the road. And, a lot of people shoot them because they're a nuisance. And I'm like, they're not a fucking nuisance. Like, they're only a nuisance because they're trying to cross the road. Because they're trying to go build, like, you know, most of the time, when you see them crossing the road, you see females. Going to lay their eggs, and I will need to change the lane. Sorry, I was driving kind of fast and I needed a break kind of hard. Anyways, yeah, you just usually see the females going to lay their eggs, and it's really sad, and they do get hit by cars because they are big, and, you know, people try to help them cross the road. And they end up not doing, like, they are dangerous when they're wild, they will try to bite you, you know, and they're females, you know, what do you expect? No, but, you know, like, they are in, you know, strictly maternal protective mode, they are gonna feel more threatened, and everything. So, I mean, I kinda get it, like, that's this thing. I was like, you know, like, yeah, that is kind of a problem. And she said, yeah, and then, you know, people shoot them, and a lot of times they get eaten because they have, like, the most meat out of, like, any turtle. And it's actually a problem in some countries, apparently, the breeding for them, because they get eaten. But, this is the I like that song. I forget who sings it. Shawn Mendes? Maybe that's him? How Long? I like it. I like that song. You know, sometimes you just think, like, how many different songs are you really going to be capable of? But I actually like it. Anyways, that's great. I'm not talking. But yeah, I just didn't appreciate her being like, you could have gotten a ticket, blah, blah, blah. That's not right. Dude, like, bitch, you don't know. Leave me the fuck alone. Even if it was. That's what I joke about with one of my friends, is that I talk about it. I'm like, even if it was, and I was like, no one can take this turtle away from me. It's too late. I love him. He loves me. You know, he only wants to eat from me. He doesn't like anybody else. It's too late. dogs anymore. You never talked about your dogs. All you talk about is your turtle. Like, because right now he's a baby. I did the same thing with them. Hell, I still spoiled them up until this year. You know? Spoiled them too much. I want this book right now. Oh, but I'm not going to be able to close it. Just kidding. We're going to wait for that to be off. It's a bottle. It's a, yeah, a glass bottle. If you didn't hear her when she asked, which I know because I like it and it tastes better. So, anyways, now I have some male minnows, and I'm hoping maybe, just maybe, they will breed, and, then I'll have more, because apparently their, like, breeding cycle and stuff is much shorter than guppies, and like I said, it's much easier every time, so, yep. I just wonder, I guess, for insurance purposes, I will put some in a separate tank to help. Because I feel like the one I have Megatron in right now is big enough. And I have a... They're like cave-like structures. And I couldn't think of anything that I had that was, like, small enough for me to stick in there. And I have a black shot glass. It's a Jack Daniel's shot glass, which is funny because I don't drink as of right now. And, it was a gift, and so I stuck that in there. I was like, maybe they can use that. So, yeah. Anyways. Oh, and then I'm irritated. So, okay, so I have today off, which is nice, right? Okay. Like, yay, yeah, I get the day off. I get to do this and stuff like that. And that's fine and all, except, like, I'm just kind of irritated because, you know, I'm losing the lady who I, you know, nanny for, whatever you want to call it, was like, oh, we basically, long story short, like, we don't need you this week. And I'm kind of like, okay, that is, sucks because of literally me losing out on $100 this week. It's normally that's what I'll make there. And it's just, and then with Thanksgiving break, you know, oh, happy early Thanksgiving for y'all, by the way, because I won't be able to say anything, or I guess record anything. Between now and Thanksgiving. Sorry. I'm tired. It's right though. Yeah, okay, like I said, literally driving the road where I found Megatron right now. I haven't seen any of his siblings at all. And it's funny because my guy friend, okay, literally just a guy friend, because I don't, if I had a boyfriend, I would say boyfriend, but I don't, so that's why I say guy friend, jokes about how stupid he is, because he sucked it, okay, he's getting so much better at swimming, I think I said that yesterday, I'm so proud of him, he's getting so much better, but yeah, he sucked at swimming at first, which is fine, it's understandable, he, his breed isn't big on swimming anyways, you know. But still, and he was like, maybe your turtle's just stupid, maybe he's the stupidest one. And so I'm honestly, like, kind of thinking, maybe he is stupid, because he was gonna go out into the road, and the rest of his siblings didn't, which doesn't make sense, because he either crawled up from the ditch, which still had water in it, by the way, so he should have been in the ditch, because they tried to go to water first, and instead he was caked in mud, and was coming out onto the road? I don't know. But I'm trying not to question it too much because he is not mine. You know, fate worked out. He's mine now. I will love him forever and ever and ever until I die, and then he will become a burden on my children. Or I will put in my will, if they decide not to want to keep him, to give him to a sanctuary or, you know, something like that. Because I was watching this video, I think I was doing it yesterday. Sorry, I keep saying that. I feel like I annoy y'all. I don't know, what was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. I was saying stuff, and then I got distracted by my neighbors. Oh, the girl who found 80 turtles, she didn't find 80 turtles, but she was in Texas, and I don't know where the heck she's at. Oh, I think she's San Antonio area. I think that's what she said. And, she was talking about how, like, there they see a lot of turtles being sold on the side of the road. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't. And they were rented to Sliders for $5, and they were little baby hatchlings. And so my girlfriend was like, oh my gosh, you would go and get them, wouldn't you? Which is bad, because you're not supposed to tell them if they're that tiny, unless it's for educational purposes only, and you have to have a permit, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, this dude wasn't. He was doing it illegally. She felt so bad because they were obviously being neglected and sold, and, you know, not the guy wasn't giving the people who he was selling them to the right information. You know, I understand it was a mess. She literally went and bought 80 of these turtles from this guy just to get them, and ended up taking them to a animal sanctuary outside, like, an hour outside of San Antonio, she said. And this place looks so cool, and, you know, when I was talking to the vet or whatever, and he said, you know, if something happened, I couldn't take care of him. That's what would have to happen, because now he's getting used to people, and stuff like that. So, yeah. Anyways, I don't know what's happening at my neighbor's, but it legit looks like there are people here to record him. Like, I see full on camera setups. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Anyways, I'm really hoping this bag didn't leak. I swear, I don't feel like this bitch closed this bag correctly, because, yep, there's water in the bag. Awesome. Because that girl is stupid. I'm either going to take care of this, like, ASAP, and eating is going to have to wait. Because that girl's stupid. That's why. That's why she couldn't. Sorry, I had to pull y'all out of the spot. I'm just gonna take you outside with me, and y'all get to hear me ramble about this. And she couldn't fucking. Sorry, I have my keys in my mouth now. So sorry, because one of my other neighbors is getting work done on the house. Sorry, I take security measures kind of far. yeah, I post everything on the internet, right? No one's over to me, but my fan on because my room is so warm. A couple years back, someone tried to break into our house, so fuck my life. Hate this bitch. Okay, I need to set that down because I need to put my hair up for this. Can't have my hair getting in my face. Man, I knew she didn't close this bag correctly, and even the cashier was like, this doesn't look right, but what? Oh, everything's just gonna fall now. Sorry, I'm trying to do deep breaths. I don't want to do this because I also need to do a water change. And then I wanted to do something with the plants. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna end this. Because I need to do this now, and it's already 25 minutes, so thank you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great time.